I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Here are some sobering numbers for you. Only 2.2 of U.S. employer businesses are Black-owned, and they receive less than 2% of the nation's sales. Two-thirds of all Black businesses are located in the hardest-hit COVID areas, resulting in 41% having to close. And Black farmers, they make up only 1.3% of the 3.4 million total farmers in this nation. At the height of the pandemic, Kara Still and Carmen Diane looked at these statistics and decided to do something about it. We first met the duo 2 years ago when they launched Prosperity Market, a mobile market showcasing Black farmers and entrepreneurs in Los Angeles. And today, they celebrate the end of Black History Month and their 2-year anniversary with a pop-up at the California African American Museum. Hi, both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Take us back to 2021 and remind us what the catalyst was for launching the market. Like, what was your aha moment?
This is Carmen. And the aha moment really was, so we started this in 2020, the concept, and we spent a lot of time researching. But the aha moment was just realizing that if you want to support a Black-owned business, it's really hard to do. You think there's not many of them. You don't know where they are. But the truth is we have so many great businesses and we wanted to figure out a way to support them, to encourage more of them, particularly when it comes to food and Black farmers, because food insecurity is also a really big problem. And we saw the deep layers within the problem that we were solving, and we've figured out an all-encompassing solution, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, since the launch, you've hosted over 20 pop-up markets all over Los Angeles, and I'd love if you could spotlight some of your regular vendors. Could you shout out a few farmers for us who are going to be at today's event?
Yes, this is Kara. So one of the farmers that's been with us from the very beginning is the farmer Ken. We're excited that he has grown along with us on this journey. He, at the very beginning, he was in East LA, and now he's on just over an acre of land. So he'll be at the event. We also have IGH Gardens. Charles is a former veteran who grows a lot of food for homeless and unhoused veterans as well, and he'll be there.
One of our newer farmers, which is Golden Greens Farms, we're really excited to have them a part of the team. They've been with us for the last few months, and they have some lion's mane mushrooms and blue oyster mushrooms that we're a little excited about.
Wow, that's great. In addition to farmers, the market, of course, also features local entrepreneurs. Tell us about Gloria's Shito.
We love Gloria's Shito. It's a umami black pepper sauce from Ghana. And that's a regular condiment that they use. It's like on their table. It's as common as ketchup is here today in Ghana. And it's so unique and so flavorful. And it goes on anything. And it makes me feel like a chef because anything I put it on, it's delicious. And she's also just the sweetest person. And she's a chemist, actually, which I think is really cool.
What's another food vendor that you think we should know about?
Someone who offers just a really amazing variety of foods that are all delicious is My Daddy's Recipes. And all of her products are vegan, and they taste delicious. So everything from chili to mac and cheese to ceviche, you really won't be disappointed with any of My Daddy's Recipes.
So the two of you started out with the vision of a mobile trailer so that you can have a physical home no matter where you're popping up. What's the status of the trailer now?
We are very excited to share that the trailer will be coming this year. We actually went to visit the manufacturer, Sabi, from LA Stainless Kings. So we saw the progress of the trailer. So, I mean, it's got all four walls. We have some kitchen equipment in there. We're very excited, and it'll be here before we know it.
So for anyone who can't make it to today's pop-up at the California African American Museum, can listeners purchase any of the local products via your website?
So thank you so much for asking. We actually have a monthly virtual market that customers can shop, and you can shop the goods that we have in person, as well as a few other vendors, and you will be able to schedule a pickup because we have satellite pickup locations around LA, or we just recently started delivery and you can have your item delivered to you. And we have a special market going on that starts the 27th, where you can come up, go online and order and get all of your goods right after you hear this.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
That was Carmen Diane and Kara Still. Together, they are the creators and the force behind Prosperity Market, a mobile market showcasing Black farmers and entrepreneurs across Los Angeles. The market is popping up today at the California African American Museum from 11 to 3:30 p.m. So, Angelinos, check it out. And if you can't make it today, we've got the details on how you can support Prosperity's mission on our website at kcrw.com/goodfood. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. Of course, you can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. Angelinos, don't be scared of the rain. Head on out and support Prosperity Market today. Then you can drive over to Angelina Wine Company and reward yourself with a glass of local wine. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.